This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government preparing to reduce water levels in high-risk glacial lakes. First phase to cover surveys, environmental assessments and water level reduction plans for four glacial lakes. Rashtriya Swatantra Party begins documenting right to recall provision in its party statute. Jeep accident in Rukum West kills two people, leaving several others injured. And BRICS nations adopt joint declaration. Call for calm in Middle East. Now the news in detail. The government has started preparations to reduce the water levels of high-risk glacial lakes as rising temperatures and climate change continue to expand glacial lakes in the Himalayas. The government is preparing to lower the water levels of Lower Borun in Songkhuasava, Lumding Cho and Hongutu in Solukhumbu, and Tulagi in Monang. Dr. Rajan Bhattarai, Deputy Executive Director of the Center of Hydrology and Water Resources Research, said the volume of water in glacial lakes in the high Himalayan region has been increasing over the past two decades. He said reducing the water levels of high-risk glacial lakes is necessary to minimize the risk of glacial lake outburst floods and avalanches, which could cause significant loss of life and property downstream. A 15-year project worth around 5 billion rupees has been launched in collaboration with the Government of Nepal, the Green Climate Fund and the United Nations Development Programme UNDP. Under the first phase of the project, surveys of the four glacial lakes will be conducted. Environmental impact assessments and water level reduction plans will also be prepared. The government will then proceed with measures to lower the water levels of the high-risk lakes. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has started a process of documenting a provision related to the right to recall in its party statute. The ruling party has formed an 11-member committee under the coordination of General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya to study and document the provision. Committee member and lawmaker Sulabh Karel said the party's central committee has given the panel a mandate to study how and to what extent the right to recall can be exercised. Karel said the RSP has already been practicing the concept for some time. He said the committee will now prepare a document to clarify the process and scope of the right to recall. He described the right to recall as a progressive provision aimed at strengthening direct democracy. Under the proposed system, elected representatives could be removed from office before the end of their term if they fail to work according to the people's mandate or do not perform satisfactorily. Two people have died and several others injured when a jeep met with an accident at Deutakola Saniveri Rural Municipality 6 in Rukum West this morning. The deceased have been identified as jeep driver Sundar Khadkamagar of Ruga in 3 Minute Rural Municipality 1 and 16-year-old Prem Kalapun of Saniveri Rural Municipality 6. They died on the spot, according to the district police office. Deputy Superintendent Police Bud Bahadur Podel said two seriously injured people were airlifted to the provincial hospital in Surkhet by a Nepali army helicopter. Other injured people are receiving treatment at the Saniveri Rural Municipality Hospital in Simli. Police said 13 people, including the driver, were travelling in the jeep. According to police, the jeep fell around 50 metres off the road. Preparations are underway to reopen the Prithvi Highway, which was blocked after a section of the highway at Krishnaville Road was washed away by the Trishuli River. The highway is being reopened by cutting back the cliffs along the road that were eroded by the continuous flow of the Trishuli River. Senior Divisional Engineer Sajan Adhikari, Chief of the Mugling Malikhu Section Construction Project, said the cliff cutting work has been completed. Engineer Adhikari said the remaining work involves preparing the road surface, after which the highway will be reopened for traffic before the 17th of September. The government has started the process of establishing a new constituent college of Tribune University's Institute of Engineering in Madhya Province. Minister for Education and Sports Smit Pokhrel said the college would be established to expand access to technical education and reduce the need for students from Madhya Province to travel to other provinces for engineering studies. Education Minister Pokhrel said the government has started identifying a suitable location for the new college. A special study committee will also be formed for the purpose. The customs office at Lomantang Pho in Mustang has collected 1.78 billion rupees in revenue in the past 15 days. The increase in revenue follows the closure of the Raswagodi Caring Border Point in Roswa after the devastating Bhotikoshi flash flood. With the border point closed, the entry of goods from China through the Korola border in Mustang has increased significantly. Customs Office Chief Bidur Chudal said the office collected 270 million rupees in revenue in a single day last Friday. According to Chief Chudal, 434 containers and 641 electric vehicles entering Nepal through Korola have been processed since the Raswagodi Caring Border Point was closed. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The BRICS group of nations has unanimously adopted a joint declaration calling for calm in the Middle East and urging cooperation to ensure the smooth flow of global trade, supply chains and energy. The two-day BRICS summit began in New Delhi yesterday, with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosting the meeting. Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian are among the leaders attending the summit. India has assumed the presidency of the 11-member bloc at a challenging time, with conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine disrupting energy supplies and shipping. According to Al Jazeera, the declaration expressed deep concern over the continued escalation of tensions in the Middle East and called for maximum restraint. It also warned against deliberate attacks on civilian infrastructure and nuclear facilities. On the issue of Palestine, the declaration reiterated the bloc's opposition to the forced displacement of Palestinians and any changes to the geography or demography of the occupied Palestinian territory. The declaration also calls for expanding non-Western cross-border payment systems, greater cooperation in artificial intelligence, and opposition to unilateral sanctions and tariffs. A ship has reportedly been hit by a projectile while traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. Reuters News Agency cited the British Naval Affiliated United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations as saying it received a report of the incident on Sunday. The agency said the extent of damage to the vessel and the condition of its crew were not immediately known. The incident has raised fresh concerns over threats to global energy supplies linked to the conflict involving Iran. The report came a day after Saudi Arabia temporarily shut down its east-west oil pipeline as a precaution following a drone attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Kushi, Lumbini and Sudarpasim provinces and at a few places in Madhya Province, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudarpasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government preparing to reduce water levels in high-risk glacial lakes. First phase to cover surveys, environmental assessments and water level reduction plans for four glacial lakes. Rashtriya Swatantra Party begins documenting right to recall provision in its party statute. Jeep accident in Rukum West kills two people, leaving several others injured. And BRICS nations adopt joint declaration. Call for calm in Middle East. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.